What's up? To guide us today, Latter-day Saint William Fowler, a convert from England, wrote the lyrics to We Thank Thee, O God, for a Prophet, Hymns No. 19. President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, noted that the hymn was first sung in a meeting while he was on his mission in England. He served from 1860 to 1863. Brother Fowler set the words to the tune of Caroline Norton's The Officer's Funeral March. She might be surprised to find that her music written for a fallen soldier now praises the living prophet of God. Let your minds be filled with the goal of being like the Lord, and you will crowd out depressing thoughts as you anxiously seek to know Him and do His will. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. Do Not Despair, Ensign, October 1986, page 5. It happened in August. August 12, 1850. The first 15 converts to the church in Copenhagen, Denmark, were baptized by Elder Erastus Snow of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. August 5, 1861. Latter-day Saint missionaries first arrived in the Netherlands. August 1, 1970. The Ecuador mission was organized. Now Ecuador has 3 missions, 31 stakes, and a temple. August 24, 1977. President Spencer W. Kimball dedicated Poland for the preaching of the gospel. Right away. This is to you returned missionaries out there. What do you wish you had known before your mission? Write down your advice to help youth better prepare for their missions and send it to New Era, What I Wish I Had Known, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email it to cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Beyond your abilities. When you serve in the church, you have the blessing and the responsibility to call on Heavenly Father for guidance. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said that in your calling, you have access to more than your natural capacities, and you do not work alone. The Lord will magnify what you say and what you do in the eyes of the people you serve. He will send the Holy Ghost to manifest to them that what you spoke was true. What you say and do will carry hope and give direction to people far beyond your natural abilities and your own understanding. Rise to your call. Ensign, November 2002, pages 76 and 77. Helping with hundreds of hygiene kits. Last December, youth in the Marston Lake and Littleton Fifth Wards, Littleton, Colorado Stake, prepared 200 hygiene kits for the Humanitarian Center in Salt Lake City to distribute throughout the world. Each hygiene kit serves a family of 4 for 1 month and contains 4 toothbrushes, 2 combs, 2 hand towels, 2 bars of soap, and 1 tube of toothpaste. Corey Creelan, a teacher in the Littleton Fifth Ward, helped coordinate the project as part of a duty-to-God requirement. Corey said he was glad to be able to lead a project that can affect people around the world. Just 5 days after the youth project, one of the largest earthquakes in 105 years caused a tsunami that killed more than 150,000 people in Southeast Asia. The youth then realized how inspired the project was. Members of the Littleton, Colorado Stake followed the example of the Marston Lake and Littleton Fifth Ward's youth by making an additional 2,300 kits for the victims of that disaster. Lauren Crookston, a beehive in the Marston Lake Ward, said, "We are so lucky to share some of what we have with countries and people in need, especially those who lost everything in the tsunami. It is nice to spread some cheer." End of the section. What's up?